Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
All right, Blog Talk Radio. This is Jack the Hangman Norton. We called this the Let's Try This Again episode because I tried this morning and we got the intro music, but nothing else. So I don't know if I accidentally hit mute on the mic or what, but hey, I'm back. Let's try this again. Let's see what we can get done. Hey, if you're listening and you want to call in, 516-595-8118. You can call in and put you on the air and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Basically, this show is just a test for, I put it in for 15 minutes because it's just a test to kind of figure out what's going on and where we're going with this. I do want to hope everyone had a good Memorial Day weekend and a good Memorial Day today. And to, like I said, remember your, with the guys, the men and women who have, you know, gave their lives for us, for our freedom, and the ones that are still fighting for our freedom. And at this time, oh, we got somebody on here on the chat. Let's see. John Connor, 1235, says hi. Hi, John. How are you doing? But anyways, I'm going to play a song real quick, and I want to dedicate it to the fighting men and women of the USA. If you're listening, this song's for you.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm
an American, an American.
All right, again, thank you to our fighting men and women out there for what you do for us. Thank you. That song was for you. I got John Connor on the chat line here. He's just chatting. He's not calling in. And he's wanting to ask a question, so we'll see what he has to say. Anyways, things that's been going on with me, I know I haven't been on here for a while. I am still DJing, been doing that for 17 years. So if you need a DJ and you live anywhere in Missouri, I always want to know if I'll take a call. It said yes. And call in is 516-595-8118. Anyways, but I've been DJing. I decided I wanted to start this back up. Let's see, I'm trying to give him the number here. Sorry, bear with me. But anyways, there he is, I got a call. Hello, you're on the air, Jack the Hangman.
Hey Jack, this is Randy. I guess I just have a question. Hopefully you or somebody in your audience might be able to answer. I've had COVID, believe it or not, twice. Once in 2019 in December, and then just recently.
Right.
And do you have any experience with any side effects? I just got inoculated about 3 days ago. Even though I know I've had COVID twice, I was wondering if you have any experience with that.
No, I do not. I haven't got the shots yet, so I couldn't answer that with you there. I really couldn't tell you. I did have COVID back in December myself, and it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, no, I the crazy part is since I ended up go ahead.
Are you typing me on chat here also?
No.
No? Okay. That's different, Randy. Okay.
No, right. So one of the things is that I found that after I got sick, I felt low energy, and then I got sick again, and I felt decent, but then I ended up getting the vaccine, and to be honest, every time I felt lower energy, but every time I felt like I was having sex with my wife and I would come, it came out like cottage cheese out of my dick.
Oh, wow.
So it was just flopping out cottage cheese dick, you know, just coming out. Like, imagine a bunch of cottage cheese shooting out of my cum and coming out of my fucking dick. And I just kept coming cottage cheese into my wife's mouth. And then she was just trying to swallow it, but it was so chunky that it was really hard for her to swallow that cum because it was really thick and gooey. And plus, I mean, to be honest, I mean, half the time I was trying to pack feces in her mouth too, and it was really difficult. So it was, do you have any experience with that too?
Well, no, I do not. Hold on, we got another caller.
No, I've been, go ahead.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Jack the Hangman. You there?
I didn't press one. Just mute me.
No, I would like to talk to you too, sir, if you don't mind. I know who you are. It's me. We've spoken before about the cottage cheese cum, and I wanted to get your insight as well. That's okay.
Well, mine's very thick like glue, and then everything sticks together. It's way too embarrassing to talk about.
Well, when I'm working out, I don't know if you have any experience when it comes to working out and after pre-COVID, but I do like to work out a lot, and I find myself running into issues with sticky towels at the gym, my hands getting all creamy and disgusting when I'm at the barbells and the dumbbells, and it just gets all over the place. Do you have any experience with that, sir?
Yes, I do. I actually, before COVID, I was doing quite a bit of cock push-ups, and unfortunately, I got a lot of leakage. And one time, my penis stuck to the gym mat at the gym, and maintenance had to come in.
That's awful. I just keep coming cottage cheese all inside my wife's mouth, and every time I come in her mouth.
All right, that was a little inappropriate for my audience. I really don't need to hear that. That's not appropriate. So, you know, if you're not going to call in and talk appropriate stuff or anything like that, please don't call in. Also, I just want to get back on subject here. I only got 2 minutes left now that they took up most of my time. Anyways, I want to take this show. I want to do local stuff here. I'm in Trenton, Missouri. I want to do local stuff here. I got somebody calling in, but I'm just going to let it go because I've only got like a couple of minutes here, and I'm going to get my agenda on here. This is what this show's for. Anyways, I'm in Trenton, Missouri. I want to support local businesses, mom and pop shops. John Connor. Oh my God, you're right. Anyways, I want the mom and pop shops. I want to take care of them. So that's mainly what this show is going to be about. I've got 90 seconds left, she says, the lady. But anyways, I don't know who those guys were, Ashley, but that's not appropriate. So I'm done. I think they had that all planned out and wanted to ruin a show. So I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry for what they said. I shouldn't have let it go on as long as I did, but that is. I've got 60 seconds left. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in and coming on here. I don't want to, like I said, I'm sorry for them other guys. But anyways, please tune in again. I'll post another show probably tomorrow evening sometime. If you would, yes, Chumleys. I can promote Chumleys. Ashley says it's okay. All right. Well, I'm going to get off here for now. I think we got like 30 seconds left. They didn't have an area code. It came up as 111-111-111. So if you get something like that, don't answer it. So, all right, I got 10 seconds left. Have a good night. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in a lightning bug, are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody